September 18th. I just had to take off my pants. It started to rain just when I got in the car this morning to go to the woods for my walk. Not hard enough to stop me, not even close, but I got pretty wet. Wet enough that I just had to take off my pants, soaked through just on the front side, which, if you walk in the rain, you know is how it goes, unless it's a total downpour. The cost, I guess, of going forward in this life. Clammy on the thighs. And I'm only telling you this because I was almost totally silent on my walk today, which is not how I usually am, so I need to get this down fast before I forget it, which is already happening. I didn't even notice that until about 3/4 of the way through it, in that section with the huge oak and the huge poplar. And I tried to remember if I had said anything out loud so far, which I always do now, lots of it, and all I could remember was swearing. Once, right at the top of the first hill, which I do every day, same place, without even thinking about it, because it dawns on me again that Carol is not there with me, so fuck, shit, god damn it. Loud. Or, Jesus Christ, soft. And today, I remembered soft, and thought about that Berryman poem where the guy on the street whispers, Christ, under his breath, and all the passers-by behind their rosy pink glasses can't tell if it's a prayer or a swear. And believe me, and you can, because I don't wear pink glasses anymore. It's both, that one and all of them. They're always both, as in, hey, how about some help down here? Oh, yeah, right, I know, when hell freezes over. And that, Jesus Christ, that was all I said out loud today, because it was raining, which is why I was telling you all this. I just kept it all inside my head today. And what I was thinking about most of the way, really, was silence. Maybe because yesterday I wrote about how even if the only three words you know are, I love you, sometimes you wish you had just kept them all inside your head. So I spent most of my young life silent, really silent, like this family story about me my mother told, how I didn't start to talk until way late, cried continuously for year one, then shut it off at the main, and was just placid for year two. Low affect, they might say these days. And she wanted me off diapers, but I never said anything. So every so often, she'd take my hand off to the bathroom, and I'd sit there and either do it or not. So one day, she takes my hand, and I say, you don't have to come today. I can take care of this myself. And she's dumbfounded, having started to worry that I was dumb in more ways than one. And she asks, why didn't you talk before this? And I said, because I never had anything I wanted to say until now. And I can tell you, that is how I was then. Now, exactly. And going to school back then, well, you never needed to talk except to say torricelli or seven or predicate nominative. So that's pretty much all I said. And I was so good at that. I mean, fantastic. The teachers stopped asking me anything because they figured I knew it, so why not put somebody else on the spot? And today I was thinking, yes, I bet that's exactly why I got fantastic at that. So I wouldn't even have to say that much. In college, well, back then they hadn't invented student-centeredness yet, so all I had to do was say manifest destiny or y squared times the square root of x squared minus 2 over the square root of 3, or irregular Pindaric ode, and they'd leave me alone there too. But obviously, when I got into this line of work, I knew I'd have to say more than that, because you can't, for example, go in on day one, fold your arms, and wait for a great course to uplift itself like one of those push-button umbrellas. Or stand up at a conference and just say, epideictic. Well, you could, but I'm guessing it wouldn't go that well. And pretty soon you'd be silent on your own dime. And I didn't come from a family that had enough dimes for that, so I taught myself to talk. The point being, for me at least, what I told my mother 65 years ago is still true. I have to have something I want to say anything. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to say those three words, when I have them to say, no matter who misunderstands. And I.A. Richards might say that rhetoric should be the study of misunderstanding and its remedies. But I'm here to tell you, Ivor, you can study misunderstanding all you want, and I guarantee you won't find the remedy anywhere in rhetoric. Not for this one, at least, and really not for any of them. The ones that most matter anyway. Because you know what? Misunderstanding doesn't start with words. You mean this, I mean that, and we need to talk. That kind of thing. No. It starts way beforehand. Like the one all those years ago. That one started before either one of us even learned how to talk. And I'm thinking, if she saw me here now with my pants off, she'd misunderstand that too. And for some reason, I'm swearing again, loud, into the Wayback Machine at her. And I know it works, because now I remember on the street, walking home alone that night, I heard all this swearing, loud. And I swear, no one else was there but me. It's just pouring now. I mean, really pouring. And you know what? When I'm done with this, I'm going to go out for a walk in it, just around here, like Carol always did, when it poured, and I didn't want to get drenched in the woods, and she'd just walk normal right through it. I'd see her coming back up the street, soaked through after an hour in it, that floppy hat she always wore, rain or shine, sagging, walking like it was nothing, the way she walked through all the rest of the pouring rain in her life, just head up. Okay, this is how this world is, and me, I'm going to keep walking and walking, not going to speed up or slow down, because in the end, it doesn't make one bit of difference anyway. And you know what? There are probably 10 or 20 other things she did all the time that I never did when she was here. And I'd be thinking, why do you do that? Care so much about that? Whatever. And now, you know what? I do them all the time. And, well, what more can I say about that? That you can't figure out for yourself. Jesus Christ.